Welcome. This episode of Worst Ever is brought to you by HelloFresh. It's like a meal kit that delivers straight to your home. It's delicious.
It's amazing. Did you, by the way, have you had the burgers?
I made the Monterey cheesy burgers.
They're so good.
So
with
easy
the caramelized onion.
No, here's my favorite part. I never, ever in my life made an aioli. Is that what it's called?
It's an aioli.
I didn't know I could do it. It's so simple.
So now you also feel good about yourself?
Well, here's what I love about the whole recipe thing is you can keep the cards and remake the recipes on your own. But
oh.
Now I really know what I'm doing.
But the nice thing about the HelloFresh is that it delivers right to your door and it's like amazing ingredients and the veggies are super fresh and you don't have to go to the market.
No, and I hate going to the market. And the keyword is fresh. And when they drop it off your door, you say hello.
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 I think you say it's more like that. It's like, hello.
Hello.
And you get an apron, which is
and
my other favorite thing.
It's healthy because they're all the dietitians that they've hired to like.
How many are there?
So many.
There's at least two.
Two full-time dietitians.
And they're basically making up the recipes and they're making them like fairly healthy, which like looking at you, I can already tell. You've been doing the HelloFresh and you look like maybe you've gotten a little healthy.
Anyways, if you want to look healthy like me, just use code word WORST30.
And that can get you $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. It's very exciting. Go to HelloFresh.com and you can get your own box of HelloFresh and look as good as my friend Allah here.
All right.
He has a face made for podcasting.
That's okay. And yes.
Today on Worst Podcast Ever.
No, Worst Ever Podcast.
What did I say?
Worst Podcast Ever.
Oh, well.
Amphitheater.
This is becoming the worst podcast ever. Today on Worst Ever Podcast, we have an actress by the name of Beverly Mitchell.
With EY.
That's right. You would know her from Hollywood Darlings, obviously. She is the other counterpoint to Jodie Sweetin and myself. And she is very graciously coming by, even though she's leaving her husband who cannot move.
She's not leaving her husband.
Oh, I didn't mean like in total. Like she left for the day. But he can't move because he has some kind of issue happening with his abdominal wall.
We'll talk about it for a minute.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to have her on the podcast. Are you going to lay in thick?
Am I going to lay her? What'd you say? Thick?
Are you going to go in hard?
Am I going to go in hard? Huh. All right.
Sometimes you really like to go after people. What are you? Are you?
No, I'm going to be with. Listen, she's on Seventh Heaven.
She was on Seventh Heaven.
That's right. Seventh Heaven.
She's just, you know, she's. I'm sure she's had some worst experiences, but she has a very rosy outlook on life.
She's so goody two shoes. We're just going to break her in.
All right. Break her down. Break her in.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Hard.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl. Hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best served funny. Welcome to Worst Ever. Today on the podcast, this is very, very exciting. We have my friend, my co-star of Hollywood Darlings, Beverly Mitchell.
Yay.
Applause, applause, applause. You would know Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven. She played
Seventh
Lucy.
Heaven.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
Thank you.
She played Lucy Camden on Seventh Heaven. You might also know her from Secret Life.
Yep, Secret Life of the American Teenager.
That was on right after. No, you went straight from Seventh Heaven to Secret Life.
Yeah, basically Brenda Hampton, who created and produced Seventh Heaven, did Secret Life.
Right.
And so right after, you know, when she got that job, she just brought me over and it was great. I played a high school counselor.
And that aired on
ABC Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that one of ABC Family's new, like when they first started?
It was, yeah.
So it launched at the beginning.
And now I don't even, it's not ABC Family now.
It's Freeform.
Right, I can't even keep up.
Okay, wait, was Molly Ringwald on Secret Life?
Yes.
The same time you were?
Yes.
So you met her?
Yes.
Did you guys work together?
Not really, because I was always at school, so I worked with all the troubled teenage kids.
Of course.
They were so troubled.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to interact with the parents very much. Because apparently the teen counselors did not interact
talk
with the parents. Not very much.
I love her. I love her. Please tell me that
iconic.
She's like so.
She was great. She was fun and yeah, she was awesome.
I'm like, I going back to like my childhood of watching all the John Hughes movies.
Amazing.
And I mean, I just, yeah, she will always be like, it's like she's at the level of Jennifer Aniston with me.
Well, that's
always
high.
It's very high.
That's
you
really
know
high.
My love for Jennifer Aniston.
No, that's a lot higher than I expected.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
I do adore her.
I love that I learn things about you every day.
Every day.
Every
really?
Day.
It's, yeah.
Speaking about learning things.
Okay.
Because not only did you do that show, but you did Hollywood Darlings, obviously.
Right.
With Christine and Jodi. I mean, and I'm sorry, Beverly, that you had to work with Christine. I know she was a bitch to work with, probably.
I'm the worst.
She is the worst to work
worst
with here.
Worst ever.
Yeah. But you've been on ensemble shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially like with Seventh Heaven, it's a family-oriented show, so you have siblings, and so that sort of world sort of takes its own life on set because you really are, you're there every day with these people and playing, so you have that dynamic, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, especially I'm an only child. So when I came onto the show, I was 15. And, you know, I basically inherited like four brothers and sisters, which was crazy. And, you know, Jesse and I instantly became, you know, the best of friends, the worst of enemies. And
which is normal.
Very
sibling.
Much like yeah. sisters. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She used to just piss me off, man. She
it
was
happens.
So annoying. So annoying.
And she's actually in real life younger than you.
She is younger than me, but she played my older sister.
Right.
Yes. So she was 14 when we started. I was 15. And
so
I originally was supposed to be, I don't even know what my age was supposed to be. They just kept changing it. So I just went with it because I looked so much younger.
Right. You probably had the same thing I had all my life. You're short and have a young look, and so you're always kind of playing younger than your
always,
natural age.
Yeah. I mean, I think originally I was supposed to play like 12, and then they wanted me to be closer to Jesse, so then I think they moved me up to like 13. I don't even know where I mean, who knows how old Lucy actually is? Because I don't. Maybe somebody else does, but I don't.
And then there's a rumor that Brenda is maybe rebooting your character into a new show.
She is. She has been writing. She has kind of sent me little text messages giving me little snippets about what wants to do for this spinoff. And she's been writing and having a blast. And we'll see where it goes because right now she's just writing it. But
hey, you, all you Seventh
Heaven
fans.
It's really exciting. I have to say, like, for me, I'm beyond excited because it's, you know, a modern, it's the modern family.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still has the heart of Seventh Heaven, but will be definitely more relevant to this day and age and not so goody goody perfect.
Right.
Which I think is actually fabulous.
That's awesome.
Especially going from the one who is the most goody goody perfect. So it'd be fun to, like, you know, have a little bit more edge.
That'd be great. Yeah. And
Christine, you'll have to help me find my edge.
Oh, well, I can help you.
Yeah. We'll just have to bring back that pregnant teen mom from
that would be amazing.
That
by
episode
way,
of Seventh Heaven.
There is somebody, I don't know if you've seen these clips, but whoever is doing, there's a rogue Hollywood Darlings Instagram that's the official one, but this person has found all these incredible clips from each of our Full House, Seventh Heaven, Step by Step. And like they found the clip from when I was on.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh my God. I have to check it out.
Laughing.
That's
awesome.
Well,
you were pregnant on the show?
Yeah, no, she was on Seventh Heaven. Yeah.
With
Allison Lohman.
Yeah.
She was the other actress. No, we were like
separate, like a B storyline.
Yeah, it was like a B storyline, like two kids, like, and we were really with the mom.
With Catherine,
mm-hmm. And we were like being mentored kind of by her, and we didn't know where our baby daddies were, and it was like Teen Mom.
Now, what's interesting about Seventh Heaven also, it was part of the Spelling family.
Yep.
So, and it was not a typical Spelling show.
Nope.
I mean, it was very Spelling, for those of you, I mean, he created 90210, Melrose Place, Charmed,
Models Inc.
Right.
What's the beach one with Kerry Russell? Sunset
Beach. Yeah, but Sunset Beach too.
Oh, Sunset Beach, the soap opera, which his son was starring in that.
Randy.
Yeah, yes. Right.
So this was sort of a totally different.
We were so off. Yeah, it's so funny because, like, I think people always forget that we were a Spelling show, but you know, from day one, Brenda took it in to Aaron, and he loved it, and we were like his kids. I mean, he was always so wonderful and kind and gracious and, like, just lovely. Like, such an incredible man. It was such an honor to work with him. But, I mean, we were the weird show that, like, outlasted a network.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outlasted a production company.
Yep.
Like, I mean, we transitioned a lot. Because, you know, normally you're on a show for 11 years. You usually get put onto another show. Well, you can't when the network doesn't exist.
Right.
11 years.
Which is amazing.
That's incredible.
It shows that those kind of stories resonate with families. Because at that time, like, Touched by an Angel was huge. It's, you know, people wanted something more wholesome.
I know. It's sad because there is absolutely, like, nothing. I mean, the closest that you'd get would be, like, This Is Us, which is heavy. But, like, that's not something you can watch with your kids.
Right.
Yeah, it's too adult-themed.
It's too adult. Yeah.
And there's not really kids on the show, you know, to relate to.
No. I mean, there are, but, like, the story... Yeah. I haven't watched it in recently.
Were you originally up for this role? I mean, were you... How far... Did you test? Did you go through everything?
I tested and did everything. I actually I auditioned for it, and actually when I first auditioned, they didn't like me, and so I saw an assistant. Didn't like me, and I was like bawling to my manager. I'm like, but I think I'm so perfect for this, and so after kicking and screaming, they were able to get me in to Pam Shea. And then obviously from there it was history. And but what was crazy is I remember when we were at network, I had like, I was right next to Jesse, and we kind of connected while we were kind of doing the mix and matches.
Oh, wow.
And when they brought us all in, and it was Barry, Jesse, and we were all in like pecking order. So it was like,
Right.
We all. Oh yeah, they brought us in. They did, and they basically just stared at us.
Yeah,
like,
we literally
they were staring at us. And I think it was David who was like, who actually like said something like snarky, was like, "You guys just gonna stare at us, or like, can we like talk?" Or
isn't it so weird? I tested for a Fox pilot, and they did the same thing.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be, you know, an older brother, younger sister, and then it was kind of like the brother's best friend. And the younger sister was sort of this snarky kind of like election Tracy Flick character,
right,
who I was testing for. And they brought like myself, Eric Christian Olsen, and I can't remember the
other
one.
Oh, I love Eric.
Eric played my older brother.
And then
they brought in another trio.
Yeah.
And it was very clear, like, we were the blonde trio, and that was the brunette trio.
Yeah.
And which way did they want to go?
Yeah.
And we had to do the scene together, you know, and then the other people went in and did the scene, and it was very clear it was going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
So it's so strange.
What was
though.
Weird is we were the only group that went in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, even weirder for the people sitting in the lobby.
Which is terrible, right? But what's funny is, like, we naturally clicked. Like, I naturally just, like, gravitated towards Jessie, and I think I even like got her picture, and like we signed it to each other saying like good luck, like something so super silly and dorky.
We need to get a copy of that.
I know. I wish I still had it.
Well, that was her first job.
Yep.
Yeah,
she was in our acting class.
I remember you said
and had just come from Colorado. And I remember her parents were kind of like
living in Oakwood.
Yep, living at the good old Oakwood. We've talked about that.
We should do an episode at Oakwoods.
Oh God.
It's not even Oakwood anymore, right?
I know,
it's like Avalon
else.
Or something.
Yeah. I do want to talk about a little bit about some of our funny experiences before we get into some of our other worst experience of life. Some of our funny experiences working on Hollywood Darlings.
Oh, there's so many.
Because I think the fans really resonated with the show, which is awesome. And they had no idea how we were shooting it on... We had such a small budget.
Oh my gosh, it was like just ridiculous. I mean, there was times where we were actually shooting in a restaurant that didn't know that we were supposed to be shooting there. Like, we were literally walking in and out of this great restaurant.
Before you get into these stories with Hollywood Darlings, I want to get into Hollywood Darlings and how you guys, like, how it happened.
Okay.
Were you the original three?
Well, I know that Jimmy was taking meetings. Jimmy Fox was our producer.
Yeah.
Jimmy was taking meetings individually for a while. So I remember he met with me, and he was like, this is just something I'm thinking about, and I'm talking to people. And he had seen my web series and kind of got a sense of sort of my comedic sensibility. And I said, you know, I'm into this, but I'm not into a reality show. And so, I mean, keep me posted. I'd be interested in it. And he went and talked to a bunch of other people. I'm assuming you had a one-on-one with
him. Absolutely. Yeah. He came and it was funny because I was like, okay, I need to know who you're talking to. I said, because I'm down with this, but I need to know who. And I said, because to be honest, like this, I want to know. And it was funny because he's like, well, he was kind of hesitant at first, but when he started saying like the names, I was like, okay, good. Okay, yeah. We're in the circle. We're in the safe circle right now. And then there were other names that he brought up, and I was like, meow. Maybe not.
Like who?
But it was funny because then, you know, when he mentioned Christina and Jody, I was like, yeah, hi. That's easy. That's easy breezy. Like, yeah. We're going to be great together.
It'll be super
and the
easy
first
and
time
fun.
We were all in the room, it was like a reunion. And it was, there was no weirdness. There was no awkwardness. Mm-mm. There was no like trying to like get the history. We just like dove in.
Yeah.
But it was so comfortable.
Did he present it as a reality show or an unscripted?
Well, Jimmy was at that time really known for doing Mob Wives.
Right.
And so
which
I
love that show.
Concerned that the route he wanted to go was this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like catfighty. And I was like, I just, it's not going to, like, that's not my personality. And I don't
think
it's
gonna
work
like
that.
And I had just come off of like doing another project with like moms, and that's the direction they went. And I bowed out of it. So I was like, yeah, I'm not down with doing.
I got a call to work on that.
Yeah. And so that one, I was like, I don't think I'm right for that. And I wasn't a part of that show. And so when this one came along, I was like, well, you know, we really got to dial this in and figure out like where exist
going
in this world. But, he was always like, he's like, listen, I'm going to preserve like who you are, and we're not going to taint that or do anything to harm what you've worked so hard for. And then once the three of us were involved, it was very clear that we were all on the same page.
Yeah.
Because not only are you starring in it, but you're also executive producers on it. So
absolutely,
you have some sort of.
Correct.
Say what goes on.
Yeah, and I think we were all in the same vein of, we want to make something funny. We're cool to poke a little fun at ourselves. Let's be very clear about what our roles are here and what parts of our personality we want to draw out and enhance.
But not gonna lie, seeing it on paper, it's not it's not great.
I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I knew when we were literally, like, while we were
that
in
really
production, and we were,
freak out.
I literally was like, I'm like, I am not that big of a bitch. I am not that square. I no way. Like, I am. I couldn't have fun too. I was
so concerned.
But you are
kind of square, Beverly.
No, I mean, I.
I mean, you play the role well. Let's put it that way. Like, that's like what, that's what I love about the show, is that it's heightened. It's
absolutely
heightened your personalities. It's not exactly, but there is a sense of Beverly in that character, right?
Yes. I mean, I would not describe myself as the wild one.
No.
By any means.
No, we would all agree here.
Yeah. So I think, but reading it on paper, I was like, I would love to play this character like in a scripted show. I'm like, but the way you're writing her, I want to shoot this woman.
Yeah.
Well, and then I looked, I went home to my husband, and he was like, well, you know, I don't know.
There's some sort of truth.
You can kind of be a little uptight. You can kind of be. And I was like, come on.
Well, I mean, Brandon is constantly watching the show, and like, there's
moments
when.
By the way, that's just the best. Oh my God,
husband,
the premiere was the best. He just looked at you, and I was like,
I know, all the stuff's happening. I mean, you know, Andrew Keegan is putting balls in my mouth, and my poor dear husband, he is so open minded and so supportive. But there are moments when he's like, "You are really testing the limits of all of this," and like, and I know that like he gets, of course, that this is not my real personality
all
the time.
All.
But I am definitely the one to say the racy thing or to, you know, whip
the tit out
or whatever.
Oh, you're definitely the shock. You definitely.
So like, if you guys were Golden Girls, who would you be?
I'd be Rose.
Yeah, she would be Rose.
And even though it makes...
I guess I'm Blanche.
And then Jody is for sure B.
Oh, for Jody,
for sure,
B. Arthur,
yeah.
Or Sophia. Some people have said maybe I'm a little Sophia-ish,
no,
too.
I don't think you're Sophia. So you're definitely Blanche. You're more of the
Sophia
slut.
Sophia was more
the,
like...
No, the
biting.
Slut. You're more the slutty.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cross, I think, a little bit. But... So here's the deal. Right before we started the show, I remember we were having, you know, conversations about hair and makeup and wardrobe. And these are all the little things that we had to like work out, right? And because our budget was so small and we just wanted to get the show going and get it up and test it out and see if this was something we all, you know, felt comfortable doing and see what the result was.
Right.
We were doing everything we could to make this happen, which meant that we were pulling clothes from our closets.
Of course.
Which, by the way, being... like moms, we don't have pretty things
anymore. I don't have a lot of stuff
because
that's
everything
not
has like
that's not
vomit
from like 5 years ago,
pooped or like or our hoochie clothes that we're not wearing anymore.
I'm not wearing a hoochie. No.
Well, and also like I know Christine's like taste level.
So, what does that mean?
Oh, because I have to edit a lot. Like I have to go in her closet and say, "You got to get
I've
rid
of this."
I've
seen some of your edits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you got to edit.
I know. I mean,
she likes to.
I like to hang on to things that I think are gems, but then because the moment I throw something out, then like a year later it comes back in style and I'm like, no, you know, right, that's but constantly
it's, yeah, but your wardrobe was borderline costume closet.
She does like have a costume closet.
Okay.
Yeah. I think your costume closet is as big as my regular closet.
I know. I enjoy a wig. I enjoy a sparkly something.
But I do have to say that fabulous 80s dress was mine.
I know. It's so true.
That one got a lot of play.
But we had no trailer.
No.
For anything. So we would get
our hair. A motorhome that we shared with everyone.
Yeah. It was an RV. And I fought for that RV, by the way. When Thank Jimmy's like, yeah, God. I just don't think we're going to be able to afford anything.
Where would they
and I
put was like, us?
Guys, let me tell you something right now. We're going to be shooting multiple episodes in a day. We can't be changing in public bathrooms and getting
there,
hair
half
makeup.
The places we went to didn't have bathrooms.
I know. We were like in Fryman and shooting in the woods one time. I was like, we need something, an RV, something.
Right.
So I fought for that jankety RV.
Which was so janky.
It was awful. But, you know, it was a place that we could at least go
so
and change.
To get a little personal, like, did it get to the point where you're on the same cycle?
Oh,
I think we were on the
we
same
were.
Cycle.
I feel 100%. Like we did. Yeah, we all kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only 5 weeks, so, you know.
Right, but you're spending a lot of time together.
And in close quarters,
yes. In close quarters.
Definitely.
Also, I know there was talks about making it a foursome rather than a threesome.
There was at one point,
so,
yeah.
It sounds
dirty when you say it that way.
I know.
Right, it is dirty, Beverly. Mm-hmm. Because here's the issue, and I'm not trying to be like a sexist, but with women, when you do three rather than when you do an odd number rather than an even number, especially in the television world, there's always one person that's sort of not...
Right.
There's a triangulation. Right, thank you. Did we experience any of that, or is it because it was such a short shoot that we didn't get that far?
Not in our personal lives, there was no triangulation.
No.
But I think it actually worked well for
it
the
was
show.
Great.
Because
it allowed us to play off of each other really well, and it was allowed us to have like there were moments where Christine and I had moments, and then there's or you and Jody had plenty of fabulous moments,
and then we were able to bring in like guest stars
that were able to
like in the last episode with you and Soleil, that was like an awesome. You were off doing your A storyline, and that was kind of like with her.
Right.
I think they were just. I think at one point the network was concerned about two things. A, would there be enough with a fourth person? You'd always have at least two people doing an A storyline and two people in a B storyline. So I think that was a concern from one standpoint, which didn't end up being a concern because we brought so many awesome guest stars on, and I think
which
that
made
was,
it more fun.
Was
to be
more
honest.
Fun, and
yeah.
I think the fans really loved seeing more people from the '90s, and then B, honestly, they were trying to I think bring in more ethnicity.
Right.
They didn't want it to just be a show about three white girls, and I totally get that, and I was
three
totally on
blonde haired Aquarians.
Yeah. Right. Who all have birthdays
within 3 days of each other.
I mean,
you
are
do?
We the same person?
Yeah, we do. It goes,
all only children?
It goes, Jody's birthday's on the 19th. I'm the 22nd of January, and then Christine's
the
25th.
Jeez. Not the same year, unfortunately, for me.
You're the oldest?
Or me.
I'm the oldest. God, I'm never the oldest. I'm the oldest.
You, me, and then Jody. Jody's the baby.
Are there storylines that you wanted in there that didn't make it?
There were definitely some storylines that I pitched that I think for constraints of
the
budget
and whatnot. The cooking thing would have been fun.
The cooking thing would have been really fun. That was...
Because
I've always said, if I wasn't an actor, I love to cook, and that maybe I would want to, be a chef. And then we did this whole, there was a storyline of me going and actually trying to sous chef for a celebrity chef and realizing it is way fucking harder than it looks.
Not if you have HelloFresh.
Well, not if you have HelloFresh. But then that means I don't have a celebrity chef breathing down my throat either, telling me I'm cutting everything.
No, because then you just have to read directions and then you can get it done in 30 minutes.
That's
amazing.
It's amazing.
It's
amazing. You love you've done it.
Oh, no, I love HelloFresh.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's great because those moments when you're like, oh, God, I got to go to the store.
I just hate deciding what's for dinner.
Door.
I hate that.
Being told what to do.
Me too.
Only in that situation.
Only in the kitchen. Not in the bedroom.
Is that how your relationship is at home?
I knew I was just opening that can of worms. No, not exactly.
Where did you meet your husband, by the way?
We met in college. Funny enough, we went to a college party. It was at his house that he was actually living at. He lived at a tennis house with some other tennis players.
Where are you going to school, by the way?
Loyola Marymount University.
Okay.
So just right by LAX airport. And I went to this party, and it was the very first time I ever walked in feeling like, I'm badass. I'm really cool. People should like me. I don't know what was going on in my head. It was something special. But I walked in. I saw him. I like instantly fell in love with him. I instantly like decided that he was my guy. So like any sane person does, you put yourself in line of sight and you try to make him jealous. Yet he does not know your name, nor does he know that you exist. And I did that for a few hours, strategically placed right in front of him, and was talking to this guy who I was trying to make him jealous with. Again, by the way, he has not met me. He does not know I exist.
Oh, this is like God. Zero game.
Yeah, this is a lot of game for me, by the way. Yeah, okay. This is my game. And started talking to this guy. He was like, oh, yeah, I just got out. And I was like, oh, you just got out of high school. Oh, that's cute. And he's like, no. I was like, oh, you just got out of college. That's great. No. Dude was from Long Beach, just got out of jail.
Okay.
Yeah, so great. So that's great. And this guy ended up getting in a fight with one of my husband's friends and ended up, Michael got in the middle and got punched. And he got knocked out and he went to the ground. And what do? I literally run in and I throw five women who are like trying to like help him off of Michael. And it was like, I got this.
Oh, my God.
And then proceeded to make out with him all night long.
Are you serious?
16 years later, here we are.
Oh, my God. So good.
It's so ridiculous. Most absurd story.
When did he?
And by the way, I asked him, I was like, do you believe in love at first sight? He's like, I never saw you.
Oh my God. So wait, so you continue to have a relationship through college with him, obviously.
What, from the moment we like, from the moment I attacked him, basically, like we've been together like every minute since. Like he even went away to Europe. I called him every when I was going to bed. I woke him up every morning when he was away studying abroad.
Oh wow.
We've never broken up. We've literally, from the day that we kind of hooked up, we've been together.
Where did he propose?
He proposed in Crested Butte, Colorado, and that's another funny story, considering he's really close with his family, frighteningly so. And I've just, you know, I'm an only child. I'm not close. I wouldn't say, like, I'm crazy close to my family, but... Michael is like, they are tight. Like they, when they hang out, like they don't hang out with friends. They just, when we go back to Colorado, we just hang out with family. That's a little bizarre to me. So we went to Crested Butte. It was New Year's Eve. And his family, like they were like telling secrets. They were being quiet. They were being secretive. And I got pissed. And I told him, I was like, listen, you need to explain something to these people. I am not going anywhere. So they either have to start liking me or, and Michael was like, little did I know that they were all setting up the proposal thing. They were all setting up, like his dad was doing test runs on a horse-drawn sleigh in the snow to make sure that the sleigh could get up to our property that we had purchased.
Oh my God.
And on the day, I literally told Michael, I was like, you've got to propose to me because you're just like, this is just it. And he's like, by the way, you are the worst salesperson ever because that is not the way you sell yourself for someone. And he's like, listen, I'm not proposing to you. Done. Like, he's like, I'll do it when I feel like it. And I don't feel like it. And I was like, okay.
And you've been dating for how many years at this point?
I went to sleep in the bathtub that night and listening to Eminem, and he was like, you're ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, I didn't even know like Eminem's music, but it's just really angry. It's yeah, very it's really angry. Yeah, the next day he proposed, and when he proposed and he pulled out the ring, I literally was like, fuck off, dude. Oh, sorry.
That's no, okay. You can cuss.
You can cuss.
sure, Lucy Camden. You can cuss.
I was so mad at him. And then because I thought he was joking with me. I thought it was a joke.
Because you would basically just try
because
to strong
Because I was
arm
just
him.
A human. I was yeah. a terrible human. Like, why would you propose to a terrible human?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got a knack for really having just special moments.
Trying to strong arm people into that.
Yeah. Oh. Just him.
Just him.
Just Michael.
And you obviously get along with his family.
I adore them. And I had to apologize for being a bit of a
terrible. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
We got married in Ravello, so on the Amalfi Coast of Italy.
Oh, look at you. Somebody has a budget.
And we actually, that's what saved our budget.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because, yeah, go as far away as possible.
Because then you don't have to pay for people to come to your wedding because they're probably not going to come because it's too far.
We had 104 people show up.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot of people. We had 104 people.
But had it been in LA, it probably would have been like 400.
Oh, it would have been ridiculous. There's no way.
Any cast members show up?
Jesse Biel was my one of my bridesmaids.
Oh, great.
So was Mackenzie Rossman.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Her video's gorgeous.
It was so fun. And so, yeah, we went to Italy, and then for our honeymoon, we went to Dubai, and then the Maldives. I mean, you're already
not
that far anyway.
Bad. You might as well.
Might as well.
When in the Maldives. And right now, can you tell me what happened? So, like, I saw a picture 2 days ago. Michael was in the ER.
Yeah, that was a fun date night. Impromptu. Yeah, he did something to, there's like a lining between your abdomen and your skin called the omental wall. And apparently, like, it had gotten twisted and had gotten infected. So, ooh. But it mirrors appendicitis or, like, gallbladder. So we were in the ER thinking he had gallstones. And then we thought he had appendicitis. And then ends up he just has this weird...
How do you get
it's super rare.
You get it from like working out or something?
They said you can get it from excessive exercise. Okay. So right now he is.
Is he a big exerciser?
He works out 3 times a week, plays hockey.
Right.
Plays tennis.
Who's he play for? Hockey?
Just the men's league.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends in the men's league.
Yeah. Out in
West.
Yes.
West.
Yeah. He's got, it's fun. It's really fun. They like to wrestle and beat each other up on the hockey and skate.
And you have no water heater at the moment.
Takes this opportunity. We had a water heater that we've had for 23 years. It leaked all over. And so I'm going on 3 weeks without a water heater because unlike normal people who just go get another water heater and put it in, my husband is using this opportunity to research and to find out exactly what one he wants to put in. Therefore, it's taking a very long time because he wants to now go tankless, which is fabulous.
Oh, it's that whole system. Yeah, I know it.
Right.
Do you have to change like all of your plumbing to go tankless?
There's some changes.
Okay.
But there's so many different brands, and some have recirculating pumps, and some have internal timers, and some have Wi-Fi enabled. I don't even know. All I know is that he does lots of things, and I have now go to SoulCycle just so I can shower afterwards there.
In Calabasas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I need a, sometimes you just need a hot shower.
Well, we were redoing our bathroom 2 years ago, and this is, now we're, of course, ripping our whole house apart, but this was before we knew we were actually going to do that. And the bathroom, you know, we only really had one full bath in our house because our house was really tiny. And I was like, I can't deal with this bathroom anymore. Like, the cabinets were falling apart. I was like, this is ridiculous. We're just going to redo the bathroom, and that's it. So for 6 weeks, this bathroom was being redone and remodeled, and I was taking bucket showers, which, by the way, if you need to have some skills on a hot shower at home, this is what you do. You fill up a bucket with warm water.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside. You strip down. Sometimes I do it in my bathing suit, especially if my worker was there. Oscar would sometimes be painting, and I would be showering. And I would, you know, soap myself down, right? Even my hair, whatever it is, you kind of get yourself wet. And then you take the bucket and you just pour it over your head.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder when you got 2 children.
I know. How are you doing that? Maybe just put them in the bucket.
They're just dirty.
Are you boiling water? What are you doing?
Dirty children. Well, we have a bath. We have a, we don't have a bath. I did boil water for the bath. And by the way, that takes a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of trips. A
lot of pots.
It's a lot of pots. And it took me nine different trips of filling up 3 different pots.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of work. We went to Colorado for a week, so that was great. We got ice showered every day.
Yeah.
Nice, long, warm showers.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to ice cold showers.
So when are you going to put your foot down?
I told him that if he does not get one in the next 2 days, I'm just going to go out and buy whatever one I feel like.
Good.
And that's a very rough threat. Because he knows what will happen.
Here's what I want you to do after this podcast.
Yes.
I want you to drive to Home Depot and take a picture of yourself there next to a water heater and say, you better get on it.
I know.
And just send it to him.
Well, he's already mad at me because apparently I didn't fix the hose. Because right now, this is how awesome we are. We have a recirculating pump. So what happens is every time you use water in the house, it goes into the water heater. Well, obviously that is no good. So he has a hose and we have it going into a trash can. So every time we do laundry or we take a shower, this hose like puts the water into the trash can. Well, apparently I did not do it right. And I have flooded the garage.
Again.
So he and is very upset with me because not only does he can't move when he's on the couch, and right. I left him with two children who at the time were screaming karaoke when I left.
Okay, great.
I now flooded the garage. Which, by the way, and every time this it's a huge trash can we take out and we dump it in the grass because right. you know we're being responsible we're reusing the water. So yeah, I'm in trouble.
How old are your kids?
2 and 4.
Are they? Can you see any of the business in them?
They're all. Kenzie literally asked me the other day. She says, "Mommy, you must watch too much TV because I saw you in the TV."
Because
my husband keeps saying you'll turn into a TV, so now she thinks that I turned into the TV because she saw me in the TV.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then she comes and she goes, "Can I be in the TV?"
Oh my gosh!
How
do you feel about that?
I'd be down with it, to be honest.
Yeah, because you had a healthy childhood.
I've been acting since I was 4 years old. It's the only world I know.
But it's rare for someone that's done so much and not been affected, you know what I mean, and like turn into a crazy adult.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I think that like I will always keep her grounded, and if she ever gets a big ego or thinks too much of herself, I have no problem bringing her right back down to earth.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm ready to go take her on the auditioning circuit, but say a role was written for her and she wanted to do it, heck totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably better off letting your husband take her on the auditions.
Oh, he won't do that.
He's anti it?
I think he would struggle with that a little bit. Michael's very, he's so normal. Confused by this world that I live in. Like,
he is, he's very normal.
Like, I did try to make, like, on one of our first dates, I did try to make him watch our show, and he thought that, like, and he's been scarred by that forever.
Again, the game that she...
I thought that was a really good play to show him how cool I was.
Let's come back to my place. Have some wine. Want to watch my show?
You mean you made him watch Seventh
Heaven? That's exactly what I did.
That's exactly what she did.
You made him watch Seventh Heaven?
I did.
With you?
Yeah.
Call me crazy. That's fucking weird to me.
Well, I know. I was trying to show him how cool I was versus these other chicks that were just in college. I'm like, look at how cool I am. I'm on TV.
It did not work.
It worked, but I mean, he obviously saw something else, but I mean, he still thinks I'm completely strange. I mean.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. I would have loved to have been on a fly on the wall on that date. I would have been like, is this girl crazy?
He definitely. He still thinks I'm crazy. But he just loves my kind of crazy.
Have you guys had any kind of sort of Seventh Heaven reunion, like seen each other? Or?
Yeah, we get together every so often. I mean, last year we got together for Jesse's opening of All Fudge.
Catherine, I love that place, by the way.
Catherine was there. Yeah. Barry was there. Mac was there, and I think David even came. I think we were all there.
Barry's got a new show now.
Date My Dad, I think.
Date My Dad.
Yeah, on Up
Network.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so you do a lot of, like, are you doing a lot of appearances and stuff? Like, do you do these cons and, like...
No, I've never... Seventh Heaven wasn't really in... They don't have a family con.
Family con. There should be one, right?
I love that idea.
The sitcom.
I think you guys...
But see, I wasn't a sitcom. See, you know what's funny is I wasn't on a sitcom. I was on a drama. I was in an hour drama. There was a lot of comedy in Seventh Heaven, but it was a drama.
Which is really... That's true. Which is really funny because, you know, I don't think people probably know... They don't associate you with comedy.
Nobody thinks I'm funny.
No, because you've been on so many drama series.
Yeah.
And... I think what's interesting about Hollywood Darlings is that it really does show how funny you are.
I'm really good at reactions.
Well, that's comedy.
I'm the silent reactor.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's my favorite, just reacting to Christine and Jody.
because it's
my favorite.
Well, that's the dynamic that works too, because absolutely. It makes you very funny.
Not everyone can be nutso. You got to have like a straight woman in there.
Yeah, I'm really good at playing the straight woman.
You are.
So I hear there's some shit going down with you, and you're like, what was the? Are you doing with like a publicity issue?
Oh, Christine and I had the the honor as I laugh of being a cover girls for a certain magazine called
And Beverly was super instrumental in, you know, getting this together.
Thanks, Christine. Yeah, thanks.
Well, but at the time, we didn't know. We all thought
it was. No, we didn't know.
Yeah.
So we were, and I've always been, for the past few years, I've been a big supporter of Shop Small. So I've been a big supporter of these little small shops, these mom and pops that are like making things at home and trying to support their families where they can be at home with their kids or, you know, just trying to bring in extra income. So I've been a huge supporter of this community. I love them. I adore them. I love to feature their shops and promote them and try to bring more exposure to them because I think it's really important as us as parents to like help other parents out. And this is like my small way of doing it. So I got involved with what I thought at the time was, you know, a big proponent of like Shop Small. It was little did I know that that's it's a little kookaloo and there's a lot of stuff happening with the woman who ran it. And let's just say she's not as kind and generous to these small shops as we thought.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, she was using celebrities' names to get people to send product.
To them?
And promising things that were not within her realm to promise.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, some stuff I didn't get.
Oh.
So, like, right now, I was doing a big project at my house, and so she had promised me, you know, mattresses and window treatments and furniture and all these things, and it's been months, and she sent me shipping information telling me it was coming through, and it just never showed up.
We had done the whole, you know, magazine thing, and I had said, hey, you know, she'd asked me, hey, have you ever thought about blogging? And I was like, oh, you know, I've thought about it in the past. I mean, I had a website, but websites are kind of obsolete now. No one really goes to check out your website anymore. It's like saying, like, check out my YouTube, my MySpace, you know. So, I mean, for what I do anyway. And so I was like, you know, actually, a blog might be cool. I would like to talk about the podcast, you know. I'd like to talk about some of my other passions. I have some writing, you know, that I think would be a fun outlet for me. I'd like to talk about travel. That might be kind of interesting, you know. She goes, well, let me help you with it. And I was like, well, I've got a girl, you know, that has done my website stuff before and she's ready to take it on. She's like, oh, no. You don't need to pay anyone. I'm happy to do it for you.
Right.
And I said, wow, really? Okay. Well, she's like, no, it'll be great because then I can help you with some of these other companies. And I know that maybe they would like to, in a very similar vibe, you know, if there's some companies that you're into and maybe you would like to help promote, it could be a nice trade-off, a win-win, you know, for both of these sides. And I said, great, that sounds really awesome. It has been like 9 weeks. These strings of texts I have about this blog, the, like, you know, giving her all of, like, my password information for my WordPress and, you know, my domain and being like, hey, I'm just, you know, I hate bothering you. I'm just curious. Trying to be, like, I feel so awkward. I'm like, hey, it's been, like, 5 weeks. Do you think the blog might be ready soon? You know, and she's like, oh, yes.
Did change your passwords, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
she's like, no, yes, they're just uploading the photos now. 2 weeks later.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It's been 4 months working on some of these projects, and I finally contacted all of these companies myself. And I said, hey, just want to reach out. I just want to reach out. I don't know where you were at with the project, but I'm taking over. So any communication and any projects here forward, just contact me directly. I've never received any.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the wow. companies
never heard
about.
Of her, never and, had real, every mention.
Real quick, just to so the audience understands, a lot of celebrities, in return for product or
they for will, trying a product,
for trying
or
a product,
for wearing
they will,
a shirt, or
they will promote it. So
we'd give them a show. Yeah,
right, rather than getting paid, they just send their product there. So it's not like you don't do it just to get the product. You're just if you believe in the company or you want to try it out. Like a lot of like when new moms, they send cribs and because they want you to have, or strollers, they want you to have it and they want you to promote their product. So just so the audience understands that it's not like a business that you're doing.
No, it's definitely and oftentimes it's a great deal for them because, you know, we're getting a product and we're sharing something that we love and we support and that we would usually always buy on our own.
I just reached out to a company because I saw another friend of mine. It's like an eco-friendly product. And I was like, that's actually really cool. That's such a great idea. I was like, I'm just going to email them. And I was like, hey, I'm an actress. I'm you know, trying to be more of a conservationist here at home. And that looks really cool. And I'd love to check it out. And they were so nice. They got right back to me. And they're like, we know exactly who you are. Oh, my God, we'd love for you to try this thing.
Well, yeah. So these companies I reached out to, and they wrote back saying, like, we've never had any contact, but we'd love to work with you.
Great.
And I was like, well,
at least you know, like, the relationship wasn't ruined.
But this woman has also been claiming that I'm her bestie.
So have you contacted her?
We sent a letter.
A cease and desist?
Mm-hmm.
I love those letters. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back to the court thing with
me. Let's just put it this way, though. This woman has scanned some people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh,
so it's really bad.
It's really
Does this
bad.
Magazine actually exist?
It's an online magazine.
But apparently it reached out to 10 million people.
But now
we don't know where those 10 million people actually exist. I think they might exist in someone's head.
And so did you do a photo shoot for that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was full on with...
Full on.
Beautiful dresses. I mean, the pictures are gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know?
And it made it to the site?
Yeah. Yeah, it made it to the site.
Okay,
yeah.
So it exists.
Ish. It's bad.
I love an ish, too.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Well,
but in other words, guess what? I have something to share.
Okay.
I'm about to have my worst
a baby?
Ever. No.
I thought the same thing. I got really pregnant.
No, but Christine will appreciate this because I, you know, only started working out what? In January, right?
Yes.
Because I haven't done anything
for years.
So I started SoulCycle and I'm like obsessed.
Yeah.
As many are.
I love it. I did it in Pasadena.
Right. So I'm obsessed. Well, I just decided to commit to trying to do a triathlon.
Oh, wow.
What?
But I'm only doing one leg.
Okay.
However, Christine, you know where my athleticism exists.
Yes.
Which is doesn't.
Which leg are you doing?
I'm going to run for 4 miles.
You're in a beginning phase. That's awesome. That's great.
So I should try to run down the street.
Well,
because
yeah.
I haven't done that.
Well,
either.
Can I just say this also, Beverly? Instead of saying I'm just going to do one leg of a triathlon, why don't you say I'm going to do the triathlon and do as much as you can? Because you might be able to do two
legs.
I
think it's supposed to be.
It's a relay.
It's a relay. It's the Nautica one, the big charity one in Malibu.
I know that one. Yeah.
It's not in Catalina, and you ride a jet ski, do you?
Oh, God.
No, it's the.
I know that one.
It's swim. And it's bike for 18 miles. It's swim for God knows how, but I don't go in the ocean, so that's not going to happen.
I don't want to do the swim.
And then run. So I figured the only thing I could do is on the ground. I could try to run 4 miles.
Who are you relaying this with?
My SoulCycle instructor, who foolishly believes in me.
What's her name?
Allie Forsyth.
Good
she
for
is amazing. And she asked me yesterday, and I went home, and I was like, I think maybe I could
totally do 4 miles. You can totally do 4 miles.
Miles is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do 4 miles.
I just did a 10K in Colorado Kenzie on my back, so with a 40-pound pack, 6.2 miles.
Holy crap. I did not run, though.
I walked briskly.
Yeah. No, you can definitely do it. Honestly, I trained for a half marathon a couple years ago, right before I got pregnant, and I haven't run that far since. But my husband and I decided to relay the half marathon, okay? So it was 6 miles, a little over 6. I mean, trying to, like, you know, gear yourself up to run 6 miles seemed like a lot to me. But I only trained for maybe 3 weeks. I found that once I got into the rhythm of it, even if I just ran 3 times a week, I would do, like, 2 miles, then like 4 miles, and then back to like 2 miles. When I finally got to doing the half marathon, I ran 6, and I had that weird that people talk about. At mile 5, I suddenly had this like, oh my God, I could go forever. It felt so good, and I almost went the full 13.
So what I'm asking you is, you want to do this one with me too, and we'll find you somebody to do the swimming and the biking?
I will totally do it with you.
Okay.
I don't want to swim.
Well,
I don't want to swim.
It scares me.
Can you bike for 18 miles?
Yes, I could probably run it and bike it.
You could?
Okay. I think I could.
Hello? Why?
You could swim.
You want to do it with me?
You could swim.
I mean, I'll think about it.
You could do
the
swimming.
I once entered a pie eating contest.
All right. This is not.
I mean, like, I'm just weirded out.
Now that that's the worst ever story after that.
Well, I didn't know that we were back on the bandwagon working out.
No, I'm gonna. That's it. That's SoulCycle. Okay. We're SoulCycling this week.
Oh God.
You should come to Pasadena with us because I am a beast at SoulCycle.
Guess who?
Tab it back, y'all.
We went to SoulCycle not that long ago, and Rourke. Was our instructor?
Oh yeah,
he was in one of the episodes of Hollywood Darling.
He was at our SoulCycle one time too, and he came. He was shadowing, watching people, like giving them.
No, but I yell at the instructor.
Yeah,
like I yell
he's
back.
Like a full
you yell?
Asshole.
Like as in like,
they're like, come on, how are we feeling?
And I'm like, fuck off. Like
he's
I do
like,
that.
This is terrible.
Yeah, no. But
so why do you go?
Because I love it.
You go, but yet.
But I have to, if I don't, like, when I'm in pain and, like, exhausted and doing it, I got to express myself. I'm not holding it in.
Yeah.
So, and I tell them beforehand, I go, I'm going to cuss you out. I'll probably flip you off a few times. Do not take offense. I just need to do it for my own self. And they love it. The instructors love it. And they point me out and they're like.
Oh, they're constantly. And then I have to sit next to him. So then they're like, oh, this one's for Alec. Come on, everyone. Let's sprint. And I'm like, God,
oh, no.
It.
Today, Alec definitely grabbed my wheel. And then as I'm cranking up resistance, she's holding the wheel and has her foot on the wheel.
I
can't move.
Yeah. I have to have two things of water because I have to have the backup water to know that
I
have
the backup.
Do you
like the front or do you like the back?
I like the front.
I do too. Well, I just graduated to the front because I felt like I never was coordinated enough.
But I do front side.
I did front and center, number 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So you're sort of leading the pack. Or when are you going to be a guest right up on the... Sometimes they put...
No, that would be a very bad idea for all involved for me to be up.
Do you do the themed rides?
I have done some theme rides. We did a country ride. That one was a little interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's not as...
Have you done Flywheel before?
No.
It's very...
Oh, wait. No, that one just went out of business, right?
Did it? No, I don't think
so. Oh, the one out by us did.
Oh, okay. Slow down.
So I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So wait, you're just now getting a health kick. Are you thinking about having another baby, possibly?
Yeah, we're considering it.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you be watching a Seventh Heaven episode before you do the deed?
Get him in the mood.
That does not work for him,
apparently.
So that would not be it. No.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, he does not. There is no Seventh Heaven on in our house, ever.
Are there any television shows or movies that you were offered that you said no to or stuff that you auditioned for that you were like, damn, you know?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to just be honest. I don't think I was ever in a position to just say no to any show. I wanted to work.
Yeah.
I think, and you know, being on Seventh Heaven starting at 15, you know, I was 26 when we finished the show. So by that time, it was really nice to, you know, I enjoyed my time off and went on and got married and like kind of, you know, because I, unlike most of the people on the show, I was on every single episode. Right. A lot of people left in season 5. They left on season 6 or they took a year off and then they came back. But like I was in every single episode. So, you know, I committed for a full 11 years.
Are all the siblings still acting? I know Barry is, and I know obviously Jesse is.
Yeah, Mackenzie is taking a break right now. She's actually out in Maryland. She is learning, she's training to do this crazy steeplechase race.
Huh?
It's What's this that? Insane, she races horses.
Oh, right.
But it's like,
wow.
It's some scary thing in Maryland.
Yes.
I don't even know the name of
I've seen
what it
on,
is.
It,
there was a big thing on 60 Minutes about it.
I've seen it on the races on television.
But it's like, you know, so
it's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous, actually.
For the horses and the riders.
Right. And so she's training that because she is a thrill seeker.
Wow.
Of all three.
How old is she?
Mac at this, okay, she's got to be, she's
carry the one.
20, maybe 25?
Jeez, wow. God, we're old.
Are you 25?
I know, when did we get so old?
She was like a.
She started the show when she was 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable kid.
Yeah, she's cute.
And then your younger brother?
David, he pops in and out. He sometimes does projects and he usually plays like the bad guy now.
Funny.
Yeah, so, but he's, I haven't seen him recently, but he kind of goes off the radar and then he'll come back.
Would you do Dancing with the Stars?
I would, but again, there should be, as long as there's ambulances like right outside the door. My coordination is not on point. I was a cheerleader.
Cheering with the Stars.
Okay, why is that not a show? Did you go to regular school during?
I went to a normal high school. I went to Chaminade College Preparatory. I went to middle school there. I went to high school there.
But you did it while shooting Seven.
I did. So I went to school once every 8 days, and we were on a cycle of our school. Like, we did 4 classes one day and 3 classes another day. So there were times where I went a full semester without ever stepping foot in one of my classes.
Wow.
Because we were on a block schedule.
Right.
So, and I only went once every 8 days, and that's not the same one day in those 8 day cycles. So I could go on day one and I could go on day 16. So, by the way, trying to keep up with social, like what was happening socially with my friends was just, it was a joke.
Because that's why I'm curious. How are you a cheerleader?
Well, the first season I was a cheerleader and I cried every time I missed a game, which was often. but you know, Brenda was amazing, and they really did make every effort to like allow us the opportunities to
go do normal things.
To go do normal things and to kind of stay grounded. And so, you know, I would work all day and then rush home to try to be there for practice and try to, you know, be there for games. I was devastated when I wasn't able to continue being a cheerleader because I couldn't be honest and couldn't commit. And it wasn't fair for me to take a spot from somebody else who could genuinely be there.
Right.
But I really attempted my darndest to be as normal as possible and to, you know, have a normal high school experience. But I was working full time.
Yeah.
At a college preparatory at an accelerated rate, trying to like keep grades.
It's hard. I did the same thing, but yeah. I was across the country. Even though I got to go back to school once a month for a week. You know, I wanted to feel like I was normal too. I wanted to go to, you know, football games and homecoming, and yeah. I really wanted to play soccer. And my the Spanish teacher also coached soccer, and they let me just kind of work out with the team, even though they knew I'd never play a game. But I got to go and run drills, and you know, definitely made me feel like I was a little more, you know.
I think the
in.
Second season of Hollywood Darlings, we should definitely do some athletic stuff.
Maybe we should go like.
Once Jodie's no longer gimping.
Yeah, once she's no longer gimping, maybe we should do some kind of like.
We should do a triathlon.
Episode. Okay. Or a triathlon episode.
We'll make her. God. What do we want to make her do?
Listen, she can swim.
We'll make her swim.
I'm going to
get it. Actually, that's good because that's not as hard on her ankles.
Yeah, perfect.
So it's perfect. This works.
And she has a pool. So she's probably, yeah, she you know, already rehabbing around a circle. In she's the pool
fine.
Right now.
Totally fine.
If.
What is your question?
No, I'm just curious. If you could do. If you could do everything all over again, what's one thing that you would eliminate?
Everything being
like in your life,
from, in your, li-
you
like
your
from,
life,
from acting, like, it's a broad like if
question.
You, if you, like, if you could, like, for instance, like,
if I could change one thing, yeah. basically, you know what? To be honest, I don't think I'd change a thing. I think everything has led me to where I am, and I'm so happy and grateful. I mean, not to say that there hasn't been really crappy things that have happened, but I think. In all of those situations, I've grown stronger, and I'm not one to look back and to want to change anything. If anything, I look back and say, well, that wasn't so smart. So how do we fix this and move on and get stronger and better?
Certain magazines.
Yeah, like certain relationships you might just want to avoid. You might want to just take control. By the way, and that's funny because I'm a control freak, and I like usually am – like Christine knows if you need something and you – you know, want a connection of some right. sort, you contact me and I will give you my person.
Yes.
All right.
We'll provide.
Right. So it's a little strange that I didn't take control of my own. But at the time, I've been enjoying my family. But now I'm back to doing it all.
Did you date at all in high school?
No one dated me, no.
No.
Wow. Sorry.
Because you weren't there?
I mean, to be honest, I think everybody thought of me as like their like little sister. Like well, no one was attracted to me.
That's what I was saying.
No one was attracted to me.
It was
I don't,
her
that
role.
Can't be true.
It's not that. I just think that your role as Lucy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It. You're probably nothing like her, but there's some. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there might be a few. Similarities.
A few things. So it's, I don't know. I think it'd be intimidating for a guy to like be like because.
there's a wholesome thing. You have a wholesome quality to you. And let's be honest, we live in Los Angeles. It's not like, you know, and during that time especially, everyone was, did you notice the 90s were like kind of crazy? We were doing all kinds of shit.
See, I was really, I literally lived in a bubble. Like me and my friends, like we were good girls. We didn't get into trouble. We didn't, like when my friends decided to drink in high school, I was the one who drove them around. Like my mom tried to give me a curfew one year and I literally was like, okay, then I'm just not coming home. And she's like, well, no, you have a curfew. I'm like, Mom, I work full time.
Girl.
I am responsible.
Yeah.
I bought my car.
Ooh.
I am completely capable of knowing what I can and cannot do. Granted, looking back now, being a mother probably wasn't the best way to handle the situation. However, the reason why, you know, I refused the curfew is because I was the one that was picking everybody up, making sure everyone got home.
Right.
And that was always my deal. I was always always the one taking care of all my friends. If someone got in trouble or whatever, like, I was the girl that you called.
Yeah.
Even in college, it was annoying. People used to come to my dorm because they knew like Mama Bev would take care of them. Even
Mama
when I had to like
Bev.
Mama Bev.
When I had to, that.
When I had to like wake up at like 4 a.m. and I had like drunk idiots in my room at 2 eating all of my food because they knew because I am the girl who always has the food because I'm always hungry.
Right.
They would come stocked. And they would raid my freaking drawer.
You stayed in the dorms?
I lived there for a year because I begged and pleaded with the dean to let me be normal.
She wrote a letter.
Why? They weren't going to let you stay in the dorms?
No, because I was part-time student. And they don't let part-time students live in the dorms. So I lived in the dorm. I was a Desmond Daisy at Loyola Marymount. I overlooked the entire quad.
Wow, you are such Mama Bev.
I was. Oh my gosh. Third floor, Mama Bev. I lived right across from the RA. Really good friends with the RA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a goody two-shoes.
You know, I think that there's a little edge in there somewhere. We're just looking to find it.
I want you one
day. Keep hanging out with me. We'll find it.
Yeah.
Just to, I know, I'm shocked that with Christine and Jody that you didn't get a little corrupted.
Well, it's only been 8 episodes. Okay. Let's just wait and see what happens in season 2.
I mean, seriously, because they will steer you a whole different direction.
You know, their main mission in life is to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know, and that's great.
Yeah, it makes for great television. Makes for a lot of tears. And our makeup artist was like, really, Bev, you're crying again. Because but, a good day, we knew a good day was when we got tear
laughing.
Streaks. Yeah, because I was crying so hard. I was always, all my tears were always from just pure laughter.
Yeah. If you get her going hard enough, both she and Jody will.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the snorts happen and then the tears.
And then the tears and then it's done.
And then we're done because then our crew starts laughing and then it's just over.
Although I will say, when we went to New York to do press, we got there and Bev, you got there before me and Jody.
Yes.
Jody and I were on the same flight. Jody's like, should we go to dinner? And I was like, yes, please. She's totally gimpy on her crutches. She's like, oh, we have to go to this great Italian place. It's so good. It's where I go every time. We're like, yes, we're into Italian.
Then she sends us the name.
Then she sends quality Italian. And I'm like,
both Christine and I were like, anything that says quality in it does not sound good.
That was like, as opposed to unquality.
Yeah.
It is actually, it's an
amazing
restaurant.
It was fantastic. But it was a little frightening when we got the, when I was like, maybe we should go to something a little bit more authentic.
Authentic Italian?
Yeah.
A friend of hers came, a friend of mine came. Anyway, Bev somehow, like, we get there. She starts talking to the waiter.
This.
We order some wine. Side note, Jody did not drink the wine, FYI. But between, like, pretty much the two of us, or maybe my friend included, somebody somewhere ordered a second bottle of wine.
That was so funny. You don't remember that. But
I don't.
Literally, the next morning, Christine's like, were they just so nice that they gave us that second bottle? I'm like, so nice when I ordered it.
I was like, oh, you're the culprit.
How much was the wine?
Oh, well, it wasn't about that. It was just the fact that we had to wake up super early
super
and have a very
early,
long
and
day.
I was like cursing her name the next day. I was like, I cannot believe we drank so much wine.
But it was so fabulous.
And then
it was
so really good.
Did Scott and Lynn do your hair and makeup too?
They did that day, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. Bev and I share. We're real sharers.
Yeah,
we like to share.
Jody's
hair
has
to
have her own people.
She already has her people.
Oh, Jody Sweeten, everybody. You heard it here first. People. She's the diva.
She's just got people she's worked with. Whereas like Christine and I, you know, we've been our Lone Rangers for a while. So sometimes
I got you that hair and makeup team. Hello, Fresh.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And then we've got a team here in California that we share and that we have a lot of fun with.
Yeah.
And then Christine was so kind to share her stylist with me, Jenny, who's amazing.
We share. It's what we do.
Yeah. Huh. We're good sharers.
We are.
Sounds miserable.
That's what good friends do. We share.
It's very helpful to have a very organized, slightly.
And it's impossible for one team to do all three of us, but it is possible for one team to do two of us.
Yeah, of course.
Because, again, the three part, that's hard.
Yeah.
When do you find out about the pickup?
Probably in a week or two.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, guys.
Fingers crossed. Right in to Pop, guys. Hollywood Darlings.
Mention @Pop Hollywood Darlings in any of your posts.
Yes.
Let them know you want to see
season
the show.
Two.
All right. Really quick, I'm going to fire off a couple things.
Okay.
Worst audition ever? It's okay. You know, if you
I don't remember.
Don't have anything.
Whatever,
I honestly don't remember. I'm the worst. Christine knows this. If you want to ask me anything that was like from like beyond 10 minutes ago, I don't remember. I'm the worst.
Okay, worst date ever?
You know that I have not gone on many dates.
Right. Well, I would consider it, honestly, for your husband's taste, that his worst date was watching Seventh Heaven.
That that might be...
Did you guys make out on that date?
No, I don't... I'm sure we eventually...
Did you have sex?
I was a good girl.
Okay. What, is that a bad question? You've had two children, so I know you've had sex.
Well, it's been 16 years, so yeah.
Okay.
Once or twice.
Maybe just twice.
I'm just curious if a Seventh Heaven turns him on enough to...
No, it definitely doesn't.
That was like a downer.
Still a downer.
All right. Worst vacation?
Worst vacation? I would have to say Vegas. Oh, no. I know. Cabo, when I fell asleep outside and got so badly bruised that I got sun poisoning and I couldn't even eat the lobster at the trailer park, which is like the place to go get lobster.
Oh, God.
Nothing like a trailer park lobster.
Nothing like a trailer park lobster. Quality Italian.
Quality Italian.
Trailer park
this
lobster.
This is in Cabo San Lucas?
Yes.
Are you watching that?
The burn was so bad that I literally couldn't have a sheet on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're fair.
I am fair.
Was that just you and Michael?
That was actually with Michael's family.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I was just way to make an impression.
Oh, God.
Show them how red I can get.
Terrible.
Worst. Did you ever have any like real jobs?
Nope.
Always acting.
She did try to get a job at Jamba Juice.
Did you really?
I did.
They said she was unqualified.
Yeah, I couldn't get a
job. But you can't make a juice?
No, they said I was going to be distracting to the clientele.
Oh, how funny.
I do have a worst ever job experience, but it was acting. When I did a movie in Philadelphia, or outside of Philly, called Penhurst. It was at a place called Penhurst, and it was a haunted insane asylum where they did some very messed up things to people years ago.
Like, Beverly has this whole other side of her career that is like as far from the goody two shoesy, you know, family.
I like to do horror films.
Yeah, she was in Saw.
I did Saw too.
Oh, you
so then
did?
She's got
I did. Yeah,
the whole like horror side, which is also like a dichotomy. All right, continue.
So yeah, we did this movie, and it was a movie that, you know, I was trying to help. You know, I tend to take movies that need a little help, and
sure.
So I try to help with the script, and I rewrite the scripts,
quote
and
unquote,
I
help.
Help, and I also, you know, sometimes have to help direct, and sometimes have to help in every
because
aspect
you're a
of
control freak.
Because I like to help.
Okay.
It's all with good measure, and it all has good intentions behind it. But this film, in particular, at times they just decided to like start just taking things out because. So story never made sense. We were basically just running around like lunatics at this insane asylum, which, by the way, I don't believe in ghosts, but they exist. And I got run off by one of the ghosts that I've never been so scared in my life. Yeah.
While you were filming?
Yeah. And then I ended up doing celebrity ghost stories, and we actually brought a medium there and got to actually talk to the ghost, but like hear what they were trying to tell us. It was very scary.
What do you mean you got run off? Like, were things falling?
No, we were kind of exploring a building that some major atrocities had happened at. And as we were getting close, it almost sounded like a wild boar, like a big boar was like charging at us. And I was with this big football player.
Yeah.
So I figured if he's not scared, I shouldn't be. But then he started running past me and left me in the bushes as this thing. And you could see the grasses moving, everything. What? But there was no animal.
Oh,
it was the most bizarre experience.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Was that actually during the filming?
That was when I was just like exploring on my own, trying to take pictures.
And you were like, screw this.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to go back the next morning
and finish the film. Yeah.
But we did a super smart thing. Film a horror film during the day.
What's it called?
Oh, okay.
What's the film called?
I don't even know what they ended up calling it.
Did you see it?
No. Why would I watch it?
You didn't show your husband on a date night?
No. I have learned that he's not interested in watching anything.
Does
that
he
I
show
do.
Up to set it all with you?
No.
Do you bring your family when you're shooting like away?
No. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever we travel, if we travel to actually, my husband loves when we travel to Canada and we do like Vancouver or Toronto because he goes and explores the city with the kids. And I go to work.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
No, he's great.
He's
very
down.
If you
want
to talk to him about any great coffee shop or park in Toronto or Vancouver, he's got it down.
Have you ever directed anything that you've worked on?
You mean where I was actually titled as the director,
yes,
or where
you
I stepped
were helping.
In as
not
the
where
director?
helping?
No, not yet, but that'll be coming.
I think that'd be great if each one of you directed a Hollywood Darling episode.
I would love to direct an episode.
It would be fun.
It would be really fun. I mean, it's difficult, I think, when you're in the scene because we shot it very similar to what a reality show is. So, you know, obviously, the director was behind the scenes watching and then telling cameras to get different angles, which was the other thing that was I was constantly asking them to turn their earpieces down because we would be improvising and I would hear someone in their earpiece being like, get this other shot, move to that side. Yeah. And it was like I was constantly so distracted by it, which was something I did not have the foresight to know that that's probably.
Well, no, because we never never once a shot like for what. The world that we're used to, once they set a shot, everyone knows what we're doing.
Right.
But in this situation, cameras are moving, everything's moving around us. Like, there's constantly, just constantly adjusting.
And also, you're improvising a lot. So, and it's
we're
hard
improvising
to
everything.
Right. Yeah. So it's, I don't know what your improv skills are or like if that's.
I don't know where they are either.
I don't know if that's part of your background or not because you're used to the scripted world. You're used to the words on the page and memorizing them and creating a character from the page.
Yeah.
And when you're improvising, things are just sort of happening and you've got to react. Like you said, I'm a good reactor, which is that's awesome for improv, right? So it must be very distracting not knowing where the scene's going to go.
Well, we knew where the beginning, middle, and end were, so we knew where our end game was, and then what we decided to fill it with in the middle was, you know, a whole nother thing. What was fun was, you know, growing up in this business, like we have insight into, you know, where the audience wants to see us, and we understand moments, and so being able to find those on our own and organically be able to play with them was a gift for all of us to be able to experience. But you know, I'm not gonna lie, at the end of the day there were times like it was literally after 16 hours, like Jody would say something and I was like, I'm stealing that one's mine, like I'm like, don't say that, that's mine. Or literally there were times also, remember at the promo shoot when we had to like come up with something,
right?
I think I stole somebody's.
And because you become like brain dead.
Oh, you're completely brain dead.
I mean, that last finale episode, you know, when Jody and I have
Oh my God. They were texting me as they were doing having the orgy scene. And I swear to God, I thought I was going to pee in my pants.
There were extras in wearing like flesh colored bandos suits. And body suits. And obviously they pixelated them out to make it look like there were all these
And that interesting
people.
Person who may not have been hired to be there.
There was just one person that we're not sure if they were hired to be there, if they wandered in. Beverly was, or Jody was like, he really has the look of an urban camper. We weren't sure about that. But yeah, it was very interesting. But we were there until 3 or 4 in the morning, and I started to just get like loopy. And I, at the end of the day, I was like, damn, if I had been more sharp, I think that scene would have been even funnier, but I couldn't think
of
anything.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And also remember the camping scene? We were delirious.
Delirious.
And the day that we brought in the coffee.
Oh, so this at the very end, it was like one of the last weeks of shooting, and we decided to do a coffee cart for the three of us to be, you know, as a thank you to the cast, to the rest of the crew and stuff. So this guy, you know, we're shooting up in like Fryman Canyon, and it was in the middle of the night, like midnight or something. So one of the roads was blocked. So granted, it was a little tricky to figure out where we were, and there was no service up there.
Right.
But this guy was so late.
Like, oh yeah, he was like
hours late.
But they made up for it.
They did. He gets in there. It's a Brazilian coffee company. So the coffee is really delicious. And it's like
strong.
It's very strong.
Yeah.
But then he's like, he gets there and he starts making these coffees.
You know, coffee art. So you're used to like hearts and trees.
And sometimes a butterfly.
Yeah. Oh, I love
face
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
This was dirty coffee art.
Oh, like so it was penis like,
yeah,
and
it was like
boobs.
Penises. Sometimes a woman with boobs and a penis.
What was the coffee company called?
I can't remember. Jody's assistant found it.
Yeah.
Of course. This is of Jody's. Yeah.
But it was so good. But people were like,
but it was funny because he was like he was doing it based upon personalities too. And so he was like, it was hilarious.
Do you remember what you got?
I'd have to look at my pictures, I think. But it was, I think it was a limp dick. That's what
I
got.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
From watching an episode of Seventh Heaven.
Wah, wah.
Well, yeah, if you want to get horny, don't watch my show.
Beverly, it's been such a pleasure.
I mean,
so
you're a doll.
Fun.
Thank you so much for coming all the way over here.
Absolutely.
And can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
You can find me at Beverly Mitchell, Beverly Mitchell, Mitchell, because my mom wanted to make my life difficult and add an extra E in there.
And you can also check out Beverly's blog
at growingup.hollywood.com. And then obviously find me and Christine on Hollywood Darlings.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Stephen Ray Morris at Stephen Ray Morris. Thank you for producing and engineering. And you can find me, Christine Lakin, on all social media at Yo Lakin.
And Alaa Khaled at Alec Led, ALECLEDD. Don't ask Beverly.
Zero.
It's a long story. Whatever.
So, I'm not asking.
Okay.
If you have anything you would like to tell us or any shout outs, or if you'd like to write us a story about your own worst ever experiences, maybe we'll read them. Maybe we'll read them on our podcast.
Yeah,
you can
email us
at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. And once again, thanks to HelloFresh for being a sponsor. And if you want an awesome $30 off your first box of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com and enter code WORST30.
30.
Bye.